All right, let's get you out to America's Radio Newsline. Standing by Michael Grace, former IRS official, how the managing now the managing director of Milbank, Tweed, Hadley & McCloy LLP law firm in D.C. Mr. Grace, welcome to America's Radio News.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Sir, announcement coming out yesterday, courtesy of the Internal Revenue Service, courtesy of Obamacare. I think it was 185 new regulations, somewhere thereabouts, designed to clarify some of the sections of Obamacare. What are Americans going to have to deal with courtesy of the Internal Revenue Service and the Obamacare law?
Well, you know, the administration keeps saying that upper-income taxpayers should have to pay more. And what nobody mentions is that under legislation that already has been enacted, they're scheduled to start paying more starting January 1, 2013. We're talking about married husbands and wives with adjusted gross incomes exceeding $250,000 and singles adjusted gross incomes exceeding $200,000. Starting January 1, 2013, thanks to Obamacare, are subject to two new taxes. One of those is an additional 0.9% tax on any wages that they earn, for example, if they're employed, or if they're self-employed, it also will catch their self-employment income. So that's one new tax. People in that same in those same income categories, those so-called upper incomes, are also going to be subject to this new 3.8% net investment income tax on basically all their investment type income. So their dividends, interest, annuities, royalties, rents from any source, domestic or foreign. So that income will be subject not only to all the normal income tax rates, whatever they end up being for 2013, but on top of that, this 3.8% surtax. And the regulations that were released almost in the dead of night last Friday, November 30, late on a Friday afternoon, interpret in great detail both of these new taxes, the 0.9% and the 3.8%.
Got it. Yeah, and just to clarify my initial statement, 159 new pages added to the already 70,000-plus pages of the Internal Revenue Code.
Of the regulations, that's right.
Yep.
It seems to me, sir, there's clearly more drafting left to be done. There are some unanswered questions. A lot of tax experts are saying it's unclear, as you said, how rental income will be treated under the new rules. There's proposed regulation is going to increase tax compliance burdens for individuals. That's an obvious thing. They're going to, I guess, release a new form as well. Is this thing perhaps premature, or is there more to come in episode two?
Well, I think there is more to come for a couple of reasons. One is, as the rulemaking process goes, these are merely proposed regulations.
Right.
Technically, a notice of proposed rulemaking, calling for or inviting public comment with public hearings scheduled for April of 2013. The idea is that they will take comments and then finalize the regulations. And by the way, they have announced, they've gone on record in these pages of saying they intend to finalize these regulations by the end of 2013. But meanwhile, they expect people to comply with them during 2013, even though they're technically just proposed. But the other thing is, these tax regulations always consist of two parts, the rules themselves, but preceding that, what's called a preamble, which purports to explain in plain English the new rules. And what's striking, one of the things that's striking about these new rules is the preamble describes a lot of new rules, but once you reach the regulations themselves, you can't find them in the rules. So it's almost like they came up with all these ideas, and then they ran out of drafting time and figured, hey, they better get these things out before people criticize them for waiting too long.
Right. And you guys have been articulating this, but it does bear pointing out once again that the vast majority of the Obamacare rules have not even been drafted yet.
Well, that's right. I mean, these are all, sad to say, these are almost ahead of the curve, and they're not even complete.
Yeah. All right. Michael Grace, he's a former IRS official and now the managing director at Milbank, Tweed, Hadley & McCloy LLP law firm in Washington. Mr. Grace, we're going to get you back on because I have a sneaking suspicion that, what did Nancy Pelosi say when we were debating this whole thing, that we have to pass this bill to find out what's in it. We're going to be finding out what's in it along with the rest of the American public, and we'll gladly have you back on to articulate.
By the way, this stuff just is not easy, even for tax lawyers like me who have been practicing for many years.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I envision talking to this guest, which is a great guest, by the way. Thank you very much, sir. Sitting in an office full of leather-bound books, piles of paper. And people running in, this just came in from the IRS, trying to keep up with all this.
Exactly. Well,
let me tell you the most frustrating thing about it. If a client asks me, okay, under these new regs, I earn rents.
Yeah.
Are these subject to this 3.8% tax or not? What I have to say as a 30-year tax lawyer, maybe not.
Oh, man. All right, Mr. Grace, thank you very much.